Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we're here again presenting the program Islamic Etiquette. In this program, Alhamdulillah, we hear about Islamic teachings on different topics, and especially we try to include the topics in our program which play an important role in reforming us, our home, society. We try to present the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Quranic verses, and the sayings of the pious saints about the lesson Islam teaches us to lead our lives. In today's program, we'll hear about the respect of parents, inshaAllah. But before proceeding further, let's listen to the blessing of Durood-e Pak. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, "The one who has an intense need should recite Durood upon me in abundance, because it averts calamities and afflictions and causes blessings in livelihood and fulfills needs." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hey Hasan, khare gham ko dil se nikal, gham zadon ki hai gham ghusar durood. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in this world, parents are a great bounty, a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Parents are the great personalities who take care of their children more than themselves. If we logically look at this, the logic says that we should respect our parents and treat them well because our parents brought us up since childhood till we grew up. In other words, this is their great favor. They bore hardship and brought us up and trained us. Hence, they're very respectable. In Islam, a special rank or status for parents has been stated. The lesson to respect them and take care of them is given. Even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the order to worship Him in the Holy Quran, at the same time, He gave us the order to treat parent with goodness. From this, we should gauge how great is the rank of parents in Islam and how important is their respect. In today's program, inshaAllah, we're going to share some points in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And your Lord has commanded not to worship anyone except Him, and treat parents with goodness. If one of them or both reach old age in front of you, so do not say even ugh to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them words of respect." My dearest Madani channel, the point to think here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the order of His worship, and the order which is mentioned right after this is to treat parents with goodness. As it is mentioned in Tafsir-e-Kabir, after giving the order of worship, Allah Almighty gave the order to treat parents with goodness. The wisdom behind it is that the real cause of existence of a person is the creation of Allah Almighty, whereas the apparent source is his parents. Therefore, Allah Almighty first gave the order to revere the real cause of a person's existence, and then the order to respect the apparent source. The meaning of the verse is that your Lord ordered you to treat your parents extremely well, because just like your parents have done a great favor to you, it is also compulsory for you to treat them with goodness. My dear viewers of Madani channel, from this verse and its commentary, we learn that how important it is to treat parents with goodness. Now, to further increase the importance of parents and the respect in the heart, let's listen to the saying of the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who deserves a favor most?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, "Your mother," i.e. the mother has the biggest right. He asked, "Who is after her?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "Your mother." He asked, "Who is after that?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam again mentioned the mother. He asked, who is after that? He replied, your father sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the person who does more favor is the one who treats his father's friends with goodness in case of his father's absence, i.e. after the demise of his father or after he leaves somewhere. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in these sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where the immense importance of the mother is stated, at the same time, the order of treating her well is also given, and especially the order of treating the father with goodness is given. We should gauge the importance of treating the parents with goodness from the point that if father passes away, the order of treating his friends with goodness is given. Sayyidatuna Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha states, when the Quraysh made an agreement with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, my mother who was a polytheist came to me. I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, my mother has come. Either she is inclined to Islam or she has turned away from Islam. Shall I treat her well? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, treat her well. It means that even a non-Muslim mother should be treated well. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I went to paradise and heard the recitation of the Holy Quran. I asked, who recites this? The angels replied, he is Haditha ibn Numan. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, this is the reward of goodness. This is the reward of goodness. In the narration of Shu'bul Iman, it is further mentioned that Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to treat his mother with lot of goodness. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the one who treats the mother well will be blessed with paradise by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also treat our parents well, serve them, and if they have difficulty, we should support them, we should take care of them. If we treat them well, they will wholeheartedly pray for us, and the one who gets his parents' prayers will remain prosperous in this world and attain its blessings in the hereafter as well. My dear viewers of Madani channel, treating our parents with goodness and keeping them happy is reward giving, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has declared it the source of the pleasure of Allah Almighty. As there is a saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the pleasure of the Lord azza wa jal lies in the pleasure of the father, and the displeasure of the Lord azza wa jal lies in the displeasure of the father. Similarly, in another place, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the obedience to Allah Almighty lies in the obedience to the father, and the disobedience to Allah Almighty lies in the disobedience to the father. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states a narration whose summary is that the Holy Companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arrived in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I used to treat my parents with goodness in their life. They have passed away. How can I treat them with goodness now? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, good treatment after their passing is that along with your salah, you offer salah for them, and along with your fasts, you fast for them as well. It means when we offer nafl salah or fast to attain a reward for ourselves, we should offer some nafl salah on their behalf and to send them its reward. Or when we offer salah or fast or perform a good deed, we should also make an intention to send its reward. Thus, its reward will be granted to them and our reward will not decrease either. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the religion Islam has given parents an immensely high rank and stated their respect and also described how we should treat them. In Ahadith, the blessings of treating the parents well and its reward are also stated. But we should keep in mind that where the lesson of respecting the parents and its reward and its blessings are stated, the disobedience to them and treating them badly are also extremely condemned. Let's listen to ahadith in this regard. So then Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, three people will not enter paradise. The one who disobeys his parents. Number two, the youth. And number three, the woman who adopts resemblance with men. Final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty will forgive every major sin which He wills, except disobedience to parents. Whereas a person will get the punishment of disobedience to parents right in his life before his death. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in our society, unfortunately, a trend has started that people swear one another on trivial matters. It is declared quite bad in Islam and has been condemned in Ahadith as well. Where respect of parents was stated in Ahadith, it is also stated that we should not swear at anyone's parents because of it, as if we are swearing at our own parents. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, this is from the major sin that a person swears at his own parents. The Holy Companions alayhim ridwan asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, does a person swear at his parents? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, it is in a way that he swears at the father of someone else, so he swears at his father, and he swears at the mother of someone else, so he swears at his mother. Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the Holy Companions alayhim ridwan, who had witnessed the age of ignorance of the Arabs, did not understand why a person would swear at his own parents. I mean, it was beyond the comprehension for them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told them what it meant getting others to swear at their parents. Now, the time has come that some people themselves swear at their own parents and they don't even care about it. Allahu Akbar. So then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, may his nose be dusted, may his nose be dusted, may his nose be dusted. The Holy Companions alayhim ridwan asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, whose nose would be dusted? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who found both his parents or either of them in their old age, and then the person did not enter paradise. As long as the parents are alive, it is compulsory for children to take care of them, especially in their old age. The order of fulfilling their needs and treating them well with goodness is specially given in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, if one of them or both reach old age in front of you, so do not say even to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them words of respect. It means that if our parents have become feeble and no longer have strength in their limbs, and just like we were in their hands without strength in our childhood, if they were with us in their final age, we should not even say to them. In other words, we should not say any word which shows that it has burdened them, and we should not scold them, and should speak to them greatly, gently, with good manners. Nobody should call his parents by their names. This is against the manners and it hurts them. But if they're not present before us, it is permissible to mention them by their names. Secondly, we should speak to our parents just like a slave or servant speak to his owners. Our tone should be low, so low that such that if we are present in the company of our parents and we are talking to them, it should appear as if a servant is talking to his owner. After listening to these verses and ahadith, it becomes clear to every conscious person that the great teaching of treating parents with goodness and fulfilling their rights, which Islam has given to its followers, is exactly in conformity with human nature. At present, elderly parents in non-Muslim countries have fallen victim to such a delicate situation that their young children are not ready to look after them and serve them and support them in any way. Therefore, their governments are compelled to establish such shelter homes where elderly and sick parents would spend the final days of their life. But what a beautiful lesson Islam teaches us, Islam has given us, that it is stated the right of our parents over their children even after their passing, and ordered them to look after them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to treat our parents well and to serve them, and enable those who parents have passed away to send them reward in abundance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with goodness in this world and hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. সাল্লাল্লাহু তাআলা আলাইহি ওয়া আলিহি ওয়া সাল্লাম সল্লু আলাল হাবিব সাল্লাল্লাহু তাআলা আলা মুহাম্মদ সাল্লাল্লাহু তাআলা আলাইহি ওয়া আলিহি ওয়া সাল্লাম
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.